Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Chovos HaLevavos, the Hakdama, the Introduction, Part 3. Omer HaMechaber, the author writes, V'chemin she'amadati al chiyuv mitzvos HaLevavos, since I have understood the obligation of these mitzvos that a person has in their heart internally, v'she'anachnu chayovim behem mima she'zachanu, and that we are obligated to keep them from what we've mentioned in the past, and I have seen that they have been neglected, they have been laid to rest, and nobody has put a designated sefer together about these. And I have contemplated about the people of our generation, that their minds are not able to understand these on their own. All the more so to actually do them, fulfill them, and to be involved with them. And it was a great chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he awakened me to this wisdom that is hidden. And I have seen in the actions of our predecessors, Zichrono Lebracha, and that which we have received from their words, they would be more involved in their own actions and their own involvements and personal obligations, mimasha hayu mishtadlim misoldos hadinim, more than that which they were involved with working out different halachos, v'hasha'ilos, and different questions, hanochrios, hakoshos, that are very strange and difficult, v'hishtadlusam haisa b'chloli hadinim, and that their involvement was in understanding the general rules, levar inyan iser v'heter, and to clarify things about iser v'heter, and then they would be involved in working on and clarifying and strengthening their actions, the chobos libosam, and the obligations of their own hearts. And when a strange type of a question would come to them, they would judge it at the moment. They wouldn't be involved in the past. They would judge it right then and there. And then from the general principles that they knew, they would be able to understand and paskin these other shailas that came up. They wouldn't bog down their minds and get involved with these type of shailas earlier than that. Because the things of this world were things that were light in their eyes. And if they would need to paskin a halacha at that moment on that type of time, at that type of thing that they were discussing, if the din was clear to them that they had a Masorah from the Nevi'im that came earlier than them, so then they would pass him based on that. And if it was a type of question that was an offshoot from the Yesodos, the fundamental rules that they learned from the Nevi'im, so then they would look into it with their own logic and intellect. And if they would all agree to a certain conclusion, that would be the pasak. But then if there would be an argument in the halacha of what they should paskin, then they would go with the majority. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Peches Omer Beis says about the Sanhedrin, a question was asked before them, if they had a Masorah that they heard from Kabbalah through their tradition, that's what they would say. If not, then they would go and see what everybody's opinion was, and they would go counting. If the majority was to say that the item is pure, for example, then it would be tar, it would be pure. If the majority was to say that it's tummy, it's impure, then they made it impure. And from the fundamentals, the basics that they had, the rule was, if you have a single person and a majority, you go with the majority. And they wrote down for us, the Chachamim wrote down for us in the Masechta of Pirkei Avos, all their Mesorah, the Yosher Midosam, and their straight and just Midos, Hamakubolos Mehem, that was received from them, Kol Ish Bizmano Vimkomo, each person in their place and in their time. And the Chachamim in the Talmud and Shas, they said about their Rebbeim, Mashiyora al Omek Chachmosam, things that reflect the depth of their wisdom and their extreme involvement in clarifying and straightening their actions. And that's what Chazal said in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, B'shnei de Rav Yehuda, Kulei Tenuyei B'Nezikin Havu. So in the times of Rav Yehuda, everybody would learn Nezikin. Banan, Kamasnina Tuva, and we learn a lot more. B'ilu Rav Yehuda, could have a shalif mesane, but Rav Yehuda, if he would take off one shoe to start a tainus, have a osi mitra, the rain would come right away. And we look into things and we learn a lot. But like a man de mashkachbon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to our actions. Amrulei, they said back to him, Kamoi havo mosri nafshayu akadusha sashem. The answer, the response back to them was that the earlier generations, they had mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anan lo masrina nafshin akadusha sashem. But we don't have enough mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amru and Chazal say in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Yud Zayin on the base, Amr Rav Huna says, Kola osik b'torah b'vad, if somebody just learns Torah, domech misha ein lo aloka, is like he doesn't have a God. Shenemar is a pasuk in Divrei Yomim base, pasuk Perek Tazvav, pasuk Gimel says, the Yomim Rabin li Yisrael lo aloka emes, that the Jews had a long time that they didn't have a true God to them. El besoro gemilas chasadim. All they had was Torah and gemilas chasadim, an act of kindness. V'hiz barerli, and it has become clear to me. Ki kol sharshei hamaisim, all the roots of a person's actions, shemis kavanim behem l'shmo yizbarech, that a person intends for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hem yosodin al bor halev v'zoch hamatzpun. These are all based on a person's clarity of heart and cleanliness of the hidden self. V'im yera al hagavona hefsed, and if some blemish happens to his intentions, lo yiyu hamaisim mikubolim, then his actions won't be accepted. V'im yirbu v'yasmidu, and if there's a lot of good intentions, and the internal structure is there and it's consistent. K'moshe Amar HaKosov, like the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Perek Aleph pasuk Tezvav, Gam ki sarbu sfila eneni shumeya, even if they have a lot of davening, I don't listen, Yedeichem domim maleu, because their hands are filled with blood. Rachatzu, hizaku, hasiru malaleichem, wash them off, cleanse them, and remove the bad of your actions. Mineged enai chilu hareya, from before my eyes, remove the bad. V'yomer, and the pasuk also says in the Devarim Perek Lamed pasuk Yudalid, Ki kare v'elecha hadavar ma'od, the matter is very close to you, b'ficha uvelvocha la'soso, it's in your mouth and in your heart to do. V'omer, and the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Gimel Chav Vav says, T'na b'ni libcholi, give me my son, give me your heart, v'enecha drachai titzorna, and your eyes will desire my ways. V'omru kadmoninu zechron l'bracha b'zeh, and Chazal have told us about this in the Yerushalmi and Brachos Perek, Paragalof halacha hay, I yahavas li libcha ve'inacha ve'noyich. If you give me your heart and your eyes, ana yoda the adili, then I know that you are mine. For Amar Hakosov and the pasuk also in Bamidbar Tesvav Lametesas, v'losasur acharei levavchem acharei enechem. Don't veer after your hearts and your eyes. For Omer, and it says in Micha Perek Vav pasuk Vav, b'mo akadim Hashem. With what should I approach and come before Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Ikaf l'lo kaimarom. Should I be humble myself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu above? Hakadmen ba'olos, should I bring korban olos? V'aisa ha'tshuva, and the response was, in the pasuk over there, pasuk Ches says, Higid l'cha odom matov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, man, what is good? U'ma Hashem doresh mimcha, and what does Hashem seek of you? Ki im asos mishpat, is to do justice, v'avas chesed, and to love righteousness, and to do kind acts, v'atnei alechasim lochecha, and to go humbly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer, and another pasuk in Yirmiya, Perek Tes, pasuk of Gimel says, because with this should somebody be praised, Haskel v'yado osi, is to understand and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ani Hashem osa chesed mishpat utzdaka baretz, because I am Hashem who does kindness, justice, and righteousness in the world. Uferish inyan hachuva hazos, and to explain this response is, shetzorech hamishalel lehishalel, that somebody who is praised needs to be praised, v'havonas drachai v'havonas chasadai, is to understand the ways of Hashem, and the kindnesses of Hashem, lizbonen banivroim, to contemplate creation, what's in the world, ulahakir gvurasi, and to realize and recognize my strength, v'chachmasi, and my wisdom, mitoch masai, from within my actions, within which I have created. V'chomash e'evesi min apsukim, and all of this which I am bringing from these psukim, him ra'oyos, are proofs, achiyuv mitzvos halavavos, the obligation of the mitzvos in a person's heart, u'musar nafashos, and the discipline of a person's soul. Mitzorech shetheda, and a person needs to know, ki hakavana v'hatoelis, the intention and the purpose, b'mitzvos halavos, and mitzvos that are in a person's heart, heim, they are, sheyeyu guluyenu utzfunenu, that what is revealed with us, what we present, and what is hidden within us, shavim, they should be equal, ushkulim, and even, b'avodas Hashem, when it comes to avodas Hashem. Achetia edus halev v'haloshan v'hayivarim shavim, until the testimony that the heart and the mouth and the limbs are all the same. V'yatzdei kol echa mehem es chavero, and each one will justify its friend, v'yoidlo, and will testify for the other, v'lo yachloklov, and it won't divide from it, v'lo yistor dvarv, and it won't contradict it. V'asher yikra'ehu akosov tamim, and this is what the pasuk refers to when it says tamim, complete. V'amro, as the pasuk in Devarim Yurches Yurgimo says, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha, that you have to be complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amro, in the pasuk in Breishas Vav Tes says, tamim haya b'derosov, that Noach was complete in his generation. V'amar in the pasuk in Tehillim Tezvav Bey says, Holich tamim ufo'al tzedek v'dovar emes bilvavo. Somebody who walks in completion and who does justice and he speaks truth in his heart. V'amar in the pasuk also in Tehillim Kaf Aleph Bey says, Askilo b'derech tamim, I will understand the way of those who are complete. Mosai tovo elai, when will it come to me? As halech b'som levavi, that I go with a complete heart, the karavesi amongst my own home. Omar b'misha ein tocha kavaro, and the pasuk says about somebody who does not have an equal inside to his outside. Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yer Aleph, pasuk Dalet says, "V'lohaya levavo shalim im Hashem Elokav," that his heart was not complete with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Omar and the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, pasuk Lamed Vav, "Ve'yafatu b'fihem," they seduce them with their mouths, "V'lishonim yechaz v'lo," but with their tongues they are deceitful to him, "V'libom lonachanimo," and their heart is not with them. And it is known that anybody who is different from one time to another time, and he is also self-contradictory, with his speech, with his actions, people don't believe his righteousness, and people won't consider him to be somebody of truth. So too, if that which is revealed with us is a contradiction and argues with what is hidden within us, and the intentions in our heart compared to what we speak, and the actions of our limbs compared to with what is within us, then our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept from us a fake service. Kamo shenemar, like the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yigimel says, Lo uchol oven v'atzara. You can't have guilt inside of you, and v'atzara, and you still gather externally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Omer, in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Samach Aleph, Ches says, Ki ane Hashem oiv mishpat, I am Hashem who loves judgments, so ne gozel ba'ola, that Hashem hates those who bring stolen offerings. V'yomar in the pasuk in Malachi, Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches says, "Chisagishun iver lizboach ein ra," and if you bring a blind animal to be brought as a carbon, is that not bad? "Chisagishu piseach vechola," and if you bring a lame and a sick animal ein ra, is that not bad? "Hakrevein nolafei chasecha," would you bring that before somebody who is important, a governor? "Hayirtzecha," would he accept that? "Or hayisaf anecha," or will he grant you favor? V'yomar in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav Pasuk HaBe says, Hine shmoa mezevach tov lahakshev mechelev elim. That it is better to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than bring a good offering, and to pay attention, to take heed to what he says, rather than bringing the fat of rams. Umivnei zeh tiye mitzvah achas shkula kimitzvos rabos. And because of this, one mitzvah can be equal to many mitzvos. Kefi halev hakavana, according to a person's heart and his intentions, Avera achas shkula kaveros rabos, and one avera could be equal to many averos. The efshar shetiyah, and it is possible that there could be hamachshava v'mitzvah, that the person's thoughts that go into a mitzvah, v'akosev la'asosa miras halukim, and someone who desires to do the mitzvah from his fear of heaven, v'im gam ein be'efsharuso le'otzil lafol, and even if he doesn't have the ability to bring it out in actuality into actions, Shokelas mitzvos rabos mizulasa, it's equal to many mitzvos that are lacking that quality. Kasher Amar Hashem leDavid, like Hashem said to David HaMelech in Dira Yomim Beis, Perek Vav Pasuk Ches says, Yan Asher Haya im Levavcha Livnos Bayis Lishmi, because you had in your heart to build a Beis Hamikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hetivosa Ki Haya im Levavcha, I have given you good because it was within your heart. The Omer and the Pasuk also in Malachi, Paragimel Pasuk Tezayin says, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ishareihu. Then they spoke one to another, the people who feared Hashem. Vayakshev Hashem, and Hashem took heed. Vayishma, and he listened. Vayikosev sefer zikaron lefanav, and he wrote a sefer, a book of remembrance before him. Liyirei Hashem olachoshei shmo, to those who feared Hashem and those who thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Va'amru zikaron lebracha beferusho, and Chazal say about the explanation of this pasuk in the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. My ulachoshvei shmo. What does it mean in those who think about his name? Afilu choshev la'asos mitzvah. It means even somebody who had thoughts of doing a mitzvah, the nanos, and a mishap happened, v'lo asah, and he wasn't able to do it. Ma'ale olav akosav ki lo asah. The pasuk makes it as if he had done it. V'chasher amadati ama shehizhir olav haseichel v'akosav v'hakabalah. And once I have understood that the warnings that our intellect gives us, and the psukim give us, and our Masorah tell us, min mitzvos halavobos, of our obligations are mitzvos of the heart. Hachilosi lahargil es nafshivhem. I have tried to regulate my soul towards them. V'yamasti aleha masa yediyosam vasiyosam. And I have placed on myself the burden of knowing them and doing them. V'chol asher niglo elai mehem inyan, and anything that has been revealed to me, any matter, giloli es hasomachlo. It has been revealed to me a thing which is adjacent to it, the next level. And what is close to it, the next thing that is close to it. Until the matter became very broad. And it was very difficult for me to always remember this in my heart. And I was afraid of forgetting that which came to my mind about them. And those thoughts that I have solidified in my mind may melt away. Because of lack of people who guide and help among these things in our generation. Therefore I have decided to write them in a sefer. And I will compile them. That they'll have the general principles, the fundamentals, and all the details that come along through them. In order for my soul to constantly seek them and to always know them, and that I will be obligated to fulfill them. And that which I will have my actions be equal to my speech. I will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give thanks to him for helping me along this way. And he teaches me his ways. And if in my words you will find any type of contradiction or something that is falling short of the true intention, I'm my own soul is guilty, and I rebuke myself, and I will take claim against myself from this, until I clarify the fault that is within it, and that I veered off of the straight path, and has been crooked from its straight way, and has been lacking its actions in completion. And I wanted to make this something that would be permanent, and the hidden treasure, and a light that will give light to people, and will show them the way that they should go in. And I have anticipated, I have hoped, that the purpose for other people than me should be greater than my own purpose in it. And it should be an instruction for other people more than it will be for fulfilling my own rotzon. And I said in my heart, that I will compile a sefer on this regard, and that it will divide all the fundamental principles of a person's obligations of their heart, and the hidden mitzvos, and it will be a gathering for everything, and it will be enough to talk about everything. And it will show the way that is good and that is straight. And I'll tell you the customs of the people who came earlier, and the discipline of the righteous individuals. And it should awaken us from our foolish sleep. And I will go into depths of the great wisdom that is here. And I mention the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, Begorim Hatzolas HaNefesh, and that this causes for a person's soul to be saved. Umezoriz Ha'usa, and it will arouse those people who do it. Umeorer HaMetzalim, and it will awaken those who have turned away from them. Umeyasher HaMachdim, Umagil HaMetzacher, and it will straighten and regulate the people who don't get things right, what goes first and what goes second. Umeyasher HaMaschilim, and it will fortify those who start it. Umara HaDerech LeNevuchem, and it will show the way to those who are confused. And when I had decided to do that which I concluded to write this sefer, I saw that a person like me wasn't fit to write a sefer like this. And I had measured within myself that my abilities are very low in terms of being able to divide it up into the divisions that are appropriate for it. Because of the weightiness of this matter in my eyes. The kotzer daiti and the lacking of my knowledge. The chalisha sichli and the weakness of my mind, of my intellect. From understanding these ideas. And then I'm not an expert in the fluency of the Arabic language, that is the language that I wrote this in, because that is what's easily understood to most people in our generation. The Arasi, and I am afraid that I am getting involved in something that is above my own capabilities, and that I will pass the proper level of which I am able to accomplish. Until the point where I said in my soul that I should return from this, I shouldn't do this. And I should go back from what I had originally made up to do. And when I thought about removing this big burden from upon me, and to refrain from putting this together, I returned. I suspected myself for wanting to have rest and relaxation. And to live in the domain of laziness, to be tranquil and security. And I thought that it might be the will of my desires to leave this thought alone. And that my taiva is the one that has strayed me away towards wanting this tranquility, and this rest. And that's why I concluded to stay and to dwell with laziness. And I know how many great intellectual things have been lost because of fear. And how many lackings was caused through fear. And I remembered the words of the one who said, Min azahiros shalot tarbel lehizoyer. The part of Zahiros, being cautious, is that you shouldn't have too much caution. And I said, that everybody who would be involved in something of goodness, whether it's to teach the just and proper path that people should take, if he'd be quiet and wait until all his wills were fulfilled, nobody would have said anything after the Nevi'im came. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them his shlichus, his messages for them to spread, and he helped them with Siyata Dishmaya. And if anybody who wants to fulfill all the great midos and will not be able to attain them, Meniach Mashi Yizdami Lomahen, will just forsake that which he does have the ability to do. Everybody would be lacking all the goodnesses, and they'd be lacking all these good desires. And they'll go back in their desires to something very bad. And the paths of goodness will be desolate. And the dwelling places of charity, of kindness, would be forsaken. And I understand. People's souls, tavos and naba, they have great desires. Ahasig tachles hara, to search after things that are not good. Umisrashlos lasog bedarche achesed, and they are weak in toiling after things of chesed, of kindness. Umisaslos lahaktim elatovos, and they are lazy to go forth and try to pursue good things. And they're constantly trying to look for things that are filled with happiness and joviality. And if something of desire would appear to them that it can come their way, they'll make up things of falsehood to be able to veer towards them. And they support their false claims to be able to do that. And to strengthen those ways. And to hold all those straggling pieces together. And if it will be enlightened to them, the light of the truth. They will make up false things to be able to withhold themselves from that. And they make up claims about it. And they find lackings in its paths. And they find contradictions in its matters. To separate that which clings it to him, or the part of him, and to separate it from himself. And every person, his enemy, is between his own ribs. Unless he has a help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somebody who is prepared to rebuke him, and the strength to overcome this, to tie it in with a rope of Avodas Hashem, via the men of Beres and Hatzedek, and to quiet it with the reins of righteousness, via Kena Bishot Hamoser, and to hit it with the stick of discipline. Chasher Yachshav Lasos Tova, and when a person intends to do good, Al Yacher, he shouldn't delay. Vim Yisoehu Libo Lederach Acheres, and if his heart veers him towards a different way, Yigar Bo Bias Gabrielov, he should yell at it and overcome it. Alkein, therefore, Reisi Lachriach Es Nafshi, I have brought myself, and I have seen that I need to force myself to bear the burden of compiling this sefer, and to explain its matters in whatever language I can, and in any phrasing that I can make, that it should be understood from them. And I will mention the offsprings, the branches of the person's obligations in their heart, whatever comes to me, but I will not toil to try to bring every single one of them. In order for the sefer not to become too long, but I will mention everything that is necessary for all the basic fundamentals, in its each in its own gate, that which is appropriate for it. And with the help of the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one true God, will help me. And I have trust in him. And I will ask from him in his mercy to guide me in the proper straight way that he wants, in the way that is wanted in his eyes, with speech and with actions hidden and revealed.